This morning we're looking at a wise person's treasure. A wise person's treasure. You know, we all have treasure. And the treasure we're looking at, though, this morning goes way past any type of money we may be able to give to the Lord. It's a treasure that no matter where you are on the scale of finances, you can give this treasure to the Lord. Here in a church, you know, when we do give, it's not equal gifts, but it's equal sacrifice when we give to the Lord. I cannot give as much as some other people can, or I may give a little more than other people, but it's all an equal sacrifice when we give to the Lord. And this treasure certainly is an equal sacrifice that all of us can give to the Lord. I read a story some years ago, the Habitat of Humanity, I believe that's what it's called, had a meal and invited 200 pastors to this meal. And one of the questions that they asked these 200 pastors was, is it sinful to live in too big of a house? And all, raise your hand if you believe that. All 200 pastors raised their hands and agreed with that statement. And then the question was asked, well, just how big of a house, how many square feet does it make it sinful to live in too big of a house? And no one said anything. No comment. Very hush. The pastors were silent. And finally, one small, icky voice in the back said, a house bigger than mine. A house bigger than mine. But in the Lord's work and giving Him treasure, it is equal sacrifice that we give. And a wise person's treasure. Here we're going to read in Matthew chapter 2 a couple of verses. But this is the story about when the wise men came to visit the Christ child, Jesus. And, you know, I know church tradition and Christmas songs and all that says we three kings or we three magi. But when they came to Jerusalem, all of Jerusalem was in an uproar. I doubt just three men did that. I believe it was a caravan of them that came from the east. And how do they know about the star and about Jesus? Well, Daniel was a wise man in Babylon some years before that. And he was a well-known wise man. Of course, he was a man of God, of course. And he told these magi in the east to follow this star and about the star that was mentioned in the Old Testament concerning the birth of the Messiah. So these wise men that were in the east followed this star to Jerusalem, and all of Jerusalem was in an uproar, and they came to Herod, said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Well, that upset Herod, because Herod was the king, and he didn't want anyone to take his kingship from him. He was a puppet king of Rome, of course, but he said, when you find him, let me know, and I'll come worship him. Well, he wanted to kill him. And matter of fact, he sent an army and killed all the babies from 2 years old on down in that region to try to kill the Messiah. You see, when the devil is in charge, what happens? The babies get murdered. It happened in Egypt, and it's happened here in this story. And yet, we pick up here in chapter 2, verse 10. About the wise men. Now, let's see what they do. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Now, he was a child at this time. I know the Christmas nativity scenes has them there with the manger and all that, but he was in a house, and he was probably around 2 years old at this time when these magi came to worship him. And they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped who? Him. Now, I don't want to, upset a lot of people, but let me tell you this from God's Word. If any time Mary would have ever been worshiped or prayed to or bowed down to, it would have been right there. It would have been in Scripture right there. But they worshiped who? They worshiped Him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to Him. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And this funded their way to Egypt to escape Herod. But they presented treasure to the Messiah, to the King, to Jesus. And so they gave their best. They gave treasure in worship. As they were worshiping, they gave this treasure to Jesus. So this is a wise person's treasure. They were wise men, and in worship they gave treasure. Now, some, as we speak of treasure, some do lay up treasure. Some do treasure up for themselves. Now, as we speak of giving treasure in worship to the Lord, let's look at this other treasure that some do lay up in store, and that is found in Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, it's on the screen, but you can turn your Bibles with me also. But Romans chapter 2, verse 5. Let's look at this other type of treasure. It's very important to realize that there's other treasure to lay up. But it may not be the treasure that you want to lay up or I want to lay up. Listen to what the Bible says. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, a hard heart that will not repent and say, I'm a sinner, I need help, I need forgiveness, I need Christ's righteousness. But a hard heart that will not repent, an impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So on this day of wrath, this day of judgment, a person that will not repent of sin and turn to Christ as their Savior and Lord by faith, they're treasuring up wrath. And this is the wrath of God. That's the kind of treasure no one wants to lay up in store for themselves, and that is the wrath of God. But it's a person that will not repent and turn to Christ. And it says here, the righteous judgment of God. Our holy God will be righteous in His judgment upon the one who will not turn in faith to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and give Him their life. He will be righteous in His judgment. So that's a treasure that none of us want to lay up. That's a treasure none of you and myself, here we are on Sunday morning in worship, and none of us wants to do this. Amen? Y'all with me? Let's look at some other treasure. Matthew chapter 6. Some store up treasure in heaven. If you want to store up treasure in heaven, say amen. Alright. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. Here on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus preaches. I would love to have been at the feet of Jesus and heard this sermon. And in part of this sermon, He speaks of treasure. And some store up treasure in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, Folks, treasure here on earth cannot save your soul. You cannot buy your salvation. It's by faith. It's by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We cannot lay up treasure here on this earth or spiritual treasure because it does not last. Verse 20, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Listen to this. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. See, that's the key there. Where's your heart at? And who has your heart? Because where that heart is, that's where your treasure is. Is it the things of this earth? Or is it kingdom business? Where's your heart at? Where's your treasure at? So the question in the remaining of our time, the question that we need to ask and look at is, how can we lay up treasure in heaven? How can we do it? What is involved in laying treasure up in heaven? What is involved in presenting Jesus' treasure? One more passage of Scripture, and that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. How can we store up treasure in heaven? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Beginning in verse 10. Follow along with me on the screen or in your Bibles. And I'll be making comments through the verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. According to the grace of God which was given to me, this is the Apostle Paul writing this, inspired by the Holy Spirit. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That's important. Because this fix will start talking about treasure in a minute. So, how to lay up treasure in heaven, how to present treasure to the Messiah, you got to start with Jesus first and foremost. Without Jesus, nothing else matters. Amen? You got to start with the foundation, and it's only Jesus. Without Jesus, it's nothing. Without Christ's righteousness, you have no righteousness. You got to start with Jesus. Verse 12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, there's all types of things to build with and to lay up. Each one's work will become clear for the day, judgment day. For the day will declare it because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Now this is talking about the judgment seat of Christ, where the child of God will be judged according to our faithfulness, according to our commitment. Have we laid up gold and silver and precious stones, or was it with hay and stubble? Okay? Judgment seat of Christ. Now the day of wrath, that's something the child of God does not have to partake in. Amen? Because we have repented. We have placed our faith in Jesus Christ. That's the white, great white throne judgment. We don't want to be judged at that judgment. But this is a judgment here. that speaks of our life. What does it mean, each one's work? Is that just a good deed every now and then? No, it means your life. Each one's life. What kind of life are you presenting in worship to Jesus Christ? Each one's life. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Listen to this. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. You see, a child of God cannot just stay in sin. You can't do it. God take care of you quick. He's long-suffering, yes, but you just can't stay there. But how do we lay up treasure? Start with Jesus. And you're the temple of God's Spirit. Romans chapter 8 says, Christ indwells in you. The Spirit of God indwells in you. So start with Jesus and do your work. Live your life yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. And you will have a godly life to worship Jesus with. A godly life to present to Christ daily. Daily. You're the temple of God. Do you think we only worship on Sunday mornings in public worship? No. It's a life. It's a life. Every day is a holy day to us. So, what's your treasure? Your treasure that we can present to Christ is your life. That's the greatest treasure you have. Because I promise you this, if you get sick, you'll spend every dime you got to try to get well. It's your life. Will you give your life to Christ in worship? Your treasure is your life. And the treasure you possess is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the treasure you have that you can possess. If you live your life for Christ, you'll have treasure in heaven. Amen? Fixing to give you an opportunity to receive Christ publicly. You can say, I belong to Jesus, and make it public this morning during an invitation. I'll be here to help you any way I can. I'm going to tell you, though, it's Christ and Christ alone for salvation, nothing else. That's all you need. Place your faith in Him. Amen? Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You that You came from heaven to give us salvation. No way can we attain, no way can we reach You, but You came to us. So we give You praise. We give You our lives. We worship You not only here, which is a great time with brothers and sisters for encouragement and comfort. Lord, we worship You daily. And it's by faith. Lord, I pray that we'll tend to eternity during this invitation. And Lord, that we will truly present our treasure to You. Because when we give You our life, everything else falls in place. In Jesus' name we praise You. Amen.